So we begin with the New York Times headline. Google and Verizon were working on a backdoor deal with the FCC to change the access rules for the Internet. Yesterday, the companies, Google and Verizon, unveiled the details of their so-called backdoor pact. And Siva Vaidyanathan, professor of law and media studies at the University of Virginia, was in attendance. Good morning, Siva.
Hey, how are you?
So were you reassured that Google and Verizon are not destroying net neutrality, changing the rules so that certain people have an unfair advantage into getting their data on the Internet?
Well, let's just say that Google doesn't have an unfair advantage specifically under this agreement. So our worst fears did not get realized with this announcement. But what this policy proposal is might serve as a blueprint for how the FCC and maybe Congress pursues this issue. And that actually is a bigger problem in the long run. Basically, this divides up our digital networks into three neighborhoods. Internet Classic, right, the old Internet that we're used to working on for 10, 15, 20 years, that would maintain some sort of neutrality, at least as far as these two companies are concerned. The mobile space, all that Internet-like activity you do on your iPhone or, of course, from Google's point of view, on your Android phone, that would no longer or never have, it never has had, a spirit of network neutrality. The phone companies and the networks and the companies that produce those operating systems would have tremendous control over what gets to you and how fast. This definitely shuts down competition and innovation in that space only in ways that are acceptable to those companies. And then there's this whole new area that Verizon's concerned about, these new digital distribution channels. Think about Fios and the potential of creating really high-level, high-speed HD or 3D digital distribution through your cable or through your fiber optic network.
Basically,
those
networks that
determined areas
right.
would have no net neutrality.
And they would be networks that reside entirely within corporate sort of distribution spaces like Fios, as you said. But you sort of said so far Verizon and Google don't have an unfair advantage. But isn't that a little bit, given the size and scale of these companies, saying that it's like the sun doesn't have an unfair advantage in the solar system? I mean, these are huge players, and to even be given this authority to make such a deal, I mean, it seems to me the FCC should have been announcing this.
Well, that's the thing. Like, this is a classic, what I call public failure. When the public sector fails to provide a need to the people, companies like Google especially, tends to step in, and that's what's happening here. They are taking on the lead of making policy, but of course, they're making policy that's good for Google and good for Verizon, not necessarily good for you and me. And it's a real shame. Now, the worst thing about this deal is it actually, if the FCC approves it, would forbid the FCC from rulemaking in this area, like cutting out a whole area of what the FCC's job is by this agreement.
So is this more like
a big scandal here?
Is this more like what Google did vis-a-vis China, that essentially they're dealing with the U.S. and China as equal sort of national players in an environment where they're setting the foreign policy?
Well, Google is definitely acting more and more in a governance role on the Internet all over the world, and I think that's part of the trend.
That is the takeaway. Siva Vaidyanathan, professor of law and media studies at the University of Virginia, talking about the Google and Verizon Internet deal, dividing the space into three domains. Only one of them's free.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.